Thank you for calling the Leon Health Provider Services Department. This call may be monitored and recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Our hours of operation are from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. For eligibility, benefit, or claim status information, please press 1. To submit an authorization...
Good morning. Thank you for calling Leon Health. My name is Paulina. How may I assist you today?
Yeah, hi. My name is Lisa, calling from provider's office.
Okay. And how may I assist you today?
Yeah, actually my concern is regarding claim status.
Okay. And what is the first initial to your last name?
It's P.S. Papa.
Okay. And what is the tax ID?
Tax ID number is
650-539-792. Okay. I'm sorry, I believe I missed the number. Could you provide it to me one more time?
Yeah, sure. Our tax ID number is 650-539-792.
And then what is the name of the facility?
It's Hematology Oncology Associates of the Palm Beaches.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what would be a good callback number?
Our callback number is 561-257-4562 with the extension 8160.
Okay. Okay. And what is the member ID?
L as in Lima, number 566-950-57.
Okay, and the name of the member?
The first name of this member is Angracia, and the last name is Velez.
Okay, and the date of birth?
January 2nd of 1939.
Okay, and then what is the date of service?
The date of service is March 7th of 2025.
Okay, and the billed amount?
The total charge amount is $150.
Okay, can you bear with me a moment? Let me check on this for you.
Yeah, sure. Take your time.
All right, thank you. One moment. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't see that we have a claim on file. By any chance, do you know where the claim was sent to?
Yeah, actually we have sent this claim through your mailing address on June 25th of 2025.
Okay, and what was the mailing address?
It's P.O. Box 668-230, Miami, Florida, 33166.
Okay, so that is the correct address.
Mm-hmm.
Did you put attention claims by any chance, or?
Yeah, we do have.
You know, you
append the attention of claims department.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then, let me just check the date of service. You said March 7 of 2025.
Yes, it's correct.
2025. Okay, and it was for 150.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so I'm not seeing that we have it on file. And I mean, if you sent it in June, we should have already gotten it. What I would recommend is just to go ahead and have that resent to us. It wouldn't need any proof because you do have time. You have 12 months from the date of service to go ahead and submit the claim, so there is still time.
Okay. Can you please tell me where should we submit the claim? Because we have actually submitted first time this claim on your fax number. Then also guys did not receive that. And now we have again sent you by the mailing address. But you guys have didn't again receive that. So
I do want to advise that we don't receive our claims via fax.
Yeah,
it's only payer ID and mailing.
Okay. So now we should have to resubmit the claim again to you.
Yes. So I can give you our payer ID if you want to try to submit it that way as well. But we have the payer ID and then the mailing. The thing is, I do want to advise that it is possible that if it was not attention to claims, like put attention to claims, that could be why we didn't receive it. Because they didn't know where to put it to. So I would just, again, recommend to go ahead and either have it resent to the mailing address, the put attention claim, or I can give you our payer ID. That way you could try it electronically.
Actually, we have filed this claim electronically, but you guys didn't have received that. That's why we have submitted you via fax and the mailing address as well.
Okay, and what is the payer ID that you have?
Actually, we are not able to see the payer ID.
Would you like me to give it to you just so that when you have it resent, you can they can verify, make sure it's the right one? I can provide that to you.
Yeah, sure.
Just so that they can have it. Yes, so it's going to be A as in alpha, 3565.
Okay.
The member information is all correct on my end, so I don't believe it would be that reasoning either.
Yeah, sure.
I'm not sure as to why.
Can you please spell out your name for me?
Yes, my name is Paulina, so P as in parrot, A-U-L-I-N-A, and then T as in Tom for the first initial of my last.
Okay. Could you please help me out with the same member but for the different date of service?
Okay. And what is the next date of service?
The next date of service is March 6th of 2025.
Okay. For the same amount?
Or
different?
Just wait a moment. Mm-hmm. It is different, and the total charge amount is $280.80.
$280. Okay. Again, bear with me another moment. Let me check on that for you, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have been sent via the same mailing address on June 25th of 2025.
Okay, and it was that mailing address, the P.O. Box 668-230?
Yes, okay. It's correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bear with me a moment. Let me check on that for you, okay?
Yeah, sure.
All right, one moment. Okay, thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, this is the same as well. I don't see that we have it on file. So I would recommend, you know, to just go ahead and have that resent to us. It is, like I said, still within time frame, so you can have that sent over.
Okay. Can I get the call reference number for today's conversation?
Yeah, of course. Is that all I can assist you with? It was just those two?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. Then the reference will be 248-821.
Is it same for the both claims?
Both, yeah, correct. Mm-hmm. For the whole call.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much for your help and support today. Have a great day.
No, of course. Thank you for calling me on health and have a great day as well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.